stove in the kitchen?
No, I don't remember. I don't remember a wood stove.
Yeah.
I don't remember
just,
a wood cook stove.
The, not a wood cook stove.
But I remember the wood burning stove in the living room. Because we'd have to carry wood in the wintertime.
Okay.
Put it on the porch, you know, so it would dry out so that we could burn it.
Yeah. Well, you remember that then.
Yes.
Now, a house, this is just about things that you would call things. I think I told you this question before. A house that has a fireplace in it, the thing on the side that the smoke goes out of, you call a
chimney.
And the open place in front of a fireplace.
A hearth.
And you know what they call those metal things that they lay the logs across?
No. We never did have a fireplace.
Occasionally, if things that you don't, there's so many things that you won't know because you're too young to know them, you know, and that's the sort of thing. And so
we're getting back to fireplaces, though.
Yeah, but people are in fireplaces again now.
Right.
Yeah.
Very much so. Yeah. Nearly every house that's being built now has a fireplace in it.
Yeah, I think it's just really funny if it has like cycles, sort of like that. Have you ever heard of, sometimes I'll just ask you if you've ever heard of something that, like that. Have you ever heard of either andirons? Or fire dogs or dog irons.
Andirons.
Andirons sounds familiar.
Right, right.
Now the up above the fireplace to kind of a shelf thing.
Mantle.
And a just a big piece of wood that you would burn in a fireplace.
Log?
Have you ever heard of a backlog?
I've heard of a backlog, but I didn't know that that was what it was called. I just always called it a log.
Okay.
In terms of a backlog, I'm saying records that you might keep, like, things like that.
Okay, right.
Things that you would write down on a travel
sheet. See, that's one of those generation differences.
Right.
I asked Mr. what that was. He said backlog, just right off. A small pieces of wood that you'd use to start a fire.
Kindling.
And the black stuff that forms
ash.
Then the stuff that gets inside of a chimney.
Soot.
And you'd call what I'm sitting in a
rocking chair.
And you'd call what you're sitting on
couch.
Do you know any other names for that? Like older that you've heard older people use, maybe other than couch.
Well, it's not a sofa. That's not what I'm trying to think of either. But it doesn't seem like it's couch either. It seems like I can remember hearing them call it another name. But I can't think of it. I may think of it after a while.
Are a couch and a sofa the same thing to you?
To me, they are.
Okay.
Right.
A piece of furniture in the bedroom that has drawers in it.
A chest.
Okay. How about if it's got
a dresser.
Okay. If it's got
dresser.
A mirror, you'd call it.
Right.
Okay. Now, talking about tables and chairs and sofa and all those things together, you'd call them
a suit.
Okay, and it would be
a bedroom suit or a living room suit. Is that what you're talking about?
But anything like that, the store where you go to buy that would be a
furniture.
Right.
Oh, furniture. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something that. Things that that are on rollers that you pull down at a window are called
shades.
I
like shades. As a matter of fact, I've got some in my bedrooms. It seems to keep the sunlight out, and I'm thinking seriously about getting some for these too.
Yeah.
That really gets warm in here in the afternoons.
Yeah, I bet it would cut down on.
It
the
sure
heat
would.
In.
Right. Uh huh. Mm-hmm. And I use it in my bedrooms because. For one thing, the sun comes up over here in the east, that's my boy's bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And it gets awfully bright in there sometimes. It wakes them up. And I'm a late sleeper, and if I get a chance, you know, I like to sleep
mm-hmm.
late. So I try to keep their room dark so they'll think it's still night.
Good thinking, so they'll think it's still night.
Right.
That's great. A room